his arrest could be imminent. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Former President Trump believes he'll be arrested on Tuesday. He bases that on what he calls illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The case centers around a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to his role in that payment in 2018. He claims it was meant to keep Daniels quiet about an alleged affair that Trump denies. Federal prosecutors have claimed the former president and his business reimbursed Cohen for that payment. Now, of course, Trump is a leading contender in the presidential race, the front runner in the Republican primary. He claims this is yet another politically motivated attack.
Fox's Nate Foy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is monitoring developments. In a tweet, he said he's directed relevant committees to investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy. Three children have died in a Baltimore house fire and two adults are critically hurt. The cause of this morning's fire is unknown. In neighboring Virginia, a teenager is charged with murder after police say the 13-year-old confessed to smothering their 4-year-old sibling. Authorities in Danville had been investigating since it happened last summer. Another face-to-face meeting is set for Monday in Moscow between the leaders of Russia and China.
Putin's foreign policy advisor says this meeting will be about strategizing a new approach to the war in Ukraine. The world is wondering if China is going to supply Russia with weapons. Xi and Putin met last September on the sidelines of the regional summit in Uzbekistan. They also met briefly at the opening of the Beijing Olympics shortly before Putin launched this invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Mike Tobin in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Another potential theory is emerging about the origins of COVID-19. A group of international experts say genetic material collected at a Chinese market shows the virus commingling with the DNA of raccoon dogs. The samples were collected at a seafood market in the city of Wuhan, where the first human cases of COVID were found. The new data has not been peer-reviewed, and the World Health Organization is criticizing China for not sharing it sooner. U.S. regulators are set to approve Pfizer's antiviral drug to treat severe COVID cases.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration could soon give a regular approval to Pfizer's Paxlovid. The dual antiviral treatment had only been authorized for emergency use since 2021. The FDA's outside expert panel concludes Paxlovid is safe and effective for adults with suspected higher risk for more serious COVID symptoms, as clinical trials suggest the drug lessens hospitalizations and death rates. Critics of the drug say a number of patients experience a resurgence of symptoms following treatment. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Reassurances for the people of East Palestine, Ohio.
Municipal drinking water tests continue to come back good.
Governor Mike DeWine, soil from private backyards is also being tested following last month's toxic train derailment. Yesterday, the head of the EPA said it would likely take 3 months to clean up the site. There's uncertainty in Southern California following multiple rounds of heavy rain. Several buildings in San Clemente have been evacuated because of a nearby landslide.
This is going to be a longer-term process. I think everyone should understand we have a dynamic situation here. We have another rainstorm coming. The ground is continuing to move.
Mayor Chris Duncan. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.